God said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 214. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Sister Johnson went to be with her Lord, whom she loved to praise and honor so much, February 14, 2007. These prophecies are hers to honor her life and her ministry for her Lord.
Yes, Lord. I have prepared a path for you. I have prepared a way. Stay on that path and follow through. For I am with you, and I will strengthen you. And the time is short. Continue to stay on the path. Do not go back and forth, but stand strong. For my words will guide you, and the spirit within you will keep you strong. Continue to go forth and follow to the end, saith the Lord.
Sister Johnson Memorial, on the day of her passing, February 14, 2007, second word.
I've given you wisdom and understanding, saith the Lord. I've given you all of it. Now go forth and do my work. Bring in those that you can bring in. Love those that are hurting. Care for those that are going hungry. And show them that I love them, saith the Lord. Continue to do what I have given in your heart to do. O saints, just do as I have told you, for I am with you, and I know that you can do my work. You understand. You see what's coming, and there's so many that don't see it. Go forth and teach my word, says the Lord.
Third word, honoring Sister Johnson's ministry.
Says the Lord. Have I not warned you? Have I not warned you? Be aware. Be aware of the things around you, for the things that are coming. Know that I am with you. When you see the destruction, know why I have told you and why I have done the things I have done. For the land is wicked, and I have warned them so many times. But you know who I am. You know that I have a purpose in the things that I do. And as long as you stand with me, I will keep you strong. I will provide for you. Until the end.
Praise God.
Another year has gone by since February 14th, 2007. Sister Johnson loved the Lord and loved others more than she loved even her own life, for she gave that life in service to God. Her heart was to serve. We honor her life and her ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord as we broadcast to the world this Saturday evening over Superstation, WWRB, and the Internet, and with two podcasts to the whole world, declaring to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. This is your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own true audible voice to be his watchman. As you heard, tonight's program is dedicated to honor the life and ministry of Sister Johnson. I pray her three prophetic words touched you so deeply that you will serve the Lord your God with all your heart, just like she did. Could you do it even though, like Sister Johnson, you knew that your Lord might be calling you home? Now, that, my friends, is a true relationship and dedication to God. You are listening to Signs of the Times International Radio, featuring my voice, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman. Now, here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Yeah, Richard down here in Livingston, Texas. Your signal's coming through very good. I listen to you fairly often.
Thank you, Brother Rich. It's good to know we're being heard out there in the great state of Texas. Will you call one in? It will not cost you much, and takes only seconds to record your state and how well you're hearing the program. That becomes an immense blessing to me, my friends, because I know I'm being heard and I know you're listening. 1-607-201-5663. That number repeats at the end of this program. Let me read a letter to you from one of our friends out in Illinois. Greetings, Brother Johnson. Here's $20 for the Thursday broadcast. I'll expect a return letter soon. Please send a recent radio log printout. Thank you kindly, and may God continue to make you a blessing to others. Jeff in Illinois. And Jeff included that $20. Well, thank you, Jeff. I sure appreciated that. You've been a long-time listener, friend, and supporter. May God bless you for it, my friend. Now, let's get on with tonight's All News Behind the News program. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. Seismic slip linked to tremor with implications for subduction zone. The findings could have major implications for megathrust earthquakes in the Cascadia subduction zone, an area along the west coast from northern California to southern British Columbia. Megathrust events are huge earthquakes, often in the range of magnitude 9, that occur in areas where one tectonic plate is forced beneath another. The slow slip events appear to be building stress on the megathrust fault, where the Juan de Fuca plate is sliding beneath the North American plate, with the two locked together most of the time. Here is a prophetic word that I gave way back on Sunday, April 3rd, 2005. I must have lost the audio in a computer crash, so I will read it instead of putting the audio on. For I say unto you, says the Lord, that the plates are shifting below the surfaces of the earth, and they are announcing the things that are about to happen, as my word says the Lord. For upon the earth I have told you there would be rumblings, and these rumblings are happening. So I say to you, now look for something even greater upon the earth, says the Lord. For out of the earth shall spew lava, shall spew fire and brimstone from a massive, massive mountain that shall arise that has not yet arose, says the Lord. Though the Alaska volcano could fulfill that prophetic word, there is a massive volcano under the Yellowstone Park in the USA that has had over 400 tremors in the last year. It could completely fulfill that prophecy. Continuing, humans will be implanted with microchips. All Australians could be implanted with microchips for tracking and identification within the next 2 or 3 generations, a prominent academic is saying. Michael G. Michael from the University of Wollongong School of Information Systems and Technology has coined the term ubervalent to describe the emerging trend of all-encompassing surveillance. Watchman comment, this is a part of every government agenda in the world. Just how long before it surfaces in the good old U.S. of A. is just a guess, but it will surface and soon. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 and 10. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and receive the mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Watchman comment, excuse me? Do you know what that means? It means an eternity in hell, folks. The last day signs, the end times. They're here. Continuing. Snow study shows California faces historic drought. A new study of California winter snows showed that the most populous state is facing one of the worst droughts in history. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is saying, the state, which produces about half the United States vegetables and fruit, is in its third year of drought, and its main system supplying water to cities and farms may only be able to fulfill 15% of the requests, scientists say. Fulfilling this prophetic word by the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, Sunday, August 13, 2006.
For the land is like a sponge, saith the Lord, a sponge that is dry. Seek me, though I have promised that I would never bring the rain like in Noah's time again. I did not promise that I would not dry up the water. For wells, saith God, that have been productive for many years will dry up. Streams will stop running. Rivers will flow slowly, says God.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, China, 5 human embryos cloned for research. A Chinese team of scientists has succeeded in cloning 5 human blastulas for research purposes. Of the 5 blastulas, 4 were from skin fibrocytes of healthy donors, while the 5th was from lymphocytes of patients with Parkinson's disease. Research team leader Li Wan said that the new cloning technology was expected to aid in the medical treatment of patients suffering, among others, from Parkinson's disease. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson warned this human cloning would happen soon. Do you believe the prophecy voice now? Extra, extra, hear all about it. Signs point to the soon return of Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords on many of these Signs of the Times programs. Matthew 16, verse 3, O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? Continuing, Winter Wickedness Homosexual Event, to include sadomasochistic perversion, set for the Holiday Inn Columbus Worthing Hotel. The event was reported is scheduled to feature classes on, excuse this word, gangbang fantasies and various acts of sadomasochistic perversion and consensual sexualized violence, including subjecting fellow participants to hot wax torture, whipping, cutting, and needles, being stapled with an electric staple gun. My, my, my. Watchman comment. The report just gets worse and worse and more perverted, and I cannot read more. Do you believe me now when I call homosex perverted, unnatural, and sick, sick, sick? I hope so, because it is very sick. Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have revealed evil unto themselves. And this also. Bankrupt California buys ads for gay adoptions. Facing a $42 million deficit and a state debt that grows by $28,000 every minute, California has managed to find enough room in its budget to sponsor an elaborate statewide campaign to promote homosexual adoption. The state has sponsored 2 billboards promoting gay adoption in West Hollywood and Alameda County. Watchman warning! Watchman warning! California, you have just incurred more of God's wrath. Why do you think you have problems in the first place? Your sins stink in the nostrils of God. My, my, my. Continuing, Obama plans review of faith-based policies. President Barack Obama will ask for a legal review of the White House faith-based office before deciding whether to allow federally funded religious groups to hire only their own. Obama planned to sign an executive order forming the White House Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, the White House said. But the order also directs White House staff and lawyers and the Justice Department to develop a policy that would guide how government-supported programs can hire staff. Watchman comment, the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warns you not to take government money, church. My, my, my. Now they're going to tell you just what I told you they would tell you, who you can hire, what you can do, and the whole ball of wax. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 17. And they sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came up newly, whom their fathers feared not.
Come to the Lord now. Receive Him as your personal Savior. Ask Jesus to come in your life. Make Him the Lord of your life. Turn away from the wickedness and the sin of this world and come unto Him right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Continuing, Virginia rejects bill on private gun sales. The Virginia Senate rejected a bill requiring background checks for private sales at gun shows, dealing another in a series of blows through the legislative agenda of Governor Tim Kaine. The defeat by a vote of 19-21 came a day after the Senate voted to repeal a law that Mr. Kaine, a Democrat, has supported that prohibits anyone from carrying concealed weapons into a club or restaurant where alcohol is served. Luke chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Continuing, why no neocon assassins? Because the war on terror is a hoax, my friends. If America were infected with terrorists, we would not need the government to tell us about it. We would know it from the events around us. As there are no events, nothing happening, the U.S. government substitutes warnings in order to keep alive the fear that causes the public to accept pointless wars, the infringement of civil liberties, national ID cards, and inconveniences and harassments when they fly. The most obvious indication that there are no terrorism cells is that not a single neocon has been assassinated. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, paraphrase. There was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now he commands all men everywhere to repent because of the appointed day when he will judge the world. Continuing. Calls for Obama to deport his illegal aunt living in the USA. After President Obama's illegal alien aunt defied deportation orders, one group has filed an arrest request with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and is publicly demanding the president deport her. Americans for Legal Immigration, PAC or ALIPAC, is urging Obama to honor his rhetoric about the rule of law by ousting Zeti Onyango from the United States. Onyango has enlisted the help of an immigration lawyer to help her win asylum and stay in the U.S. after ignoring a court order that she leave the country or be deported. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Continuing, Obama's justice pick supports porn rights. The evaluation of Justice Department nominee David Ogden, who would be deputy to Attorney General Eric Holder, comes from Fidelis, a consortium of organizations working to promote religious freedom, values of human life, and the institutions of marriage and family. Ogden is an abortion-on-demand absolutist, and he opposes common-sense restrictions on abortion, including policies that have significant support from the American people, such as parental notification by minors, the organization said in a report. Also, Ogden is an absolutist on pornography and obscenity. He opposes common-sense restrictions on the ability of pornography peddlers to sell their products. He believes pornography users have a constitutional right to view pornography at a public library. Child porn is not free speech, my friends. Watchman comment, is this the change you voted for? Is this the change we need? No, no, no. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Continuing, GOP lawmaker trashes fairness doctrine as government control over political views. Despite the absence of any action pending to reenact the so-called fairness doctrine, congressional Republicans have nonetheless introduced legislation to prevent its passage, insisting that Democrats are advancing a quiet agenda to silence conservative talk radio. Whether Americans realize it or not, say Republican lawmakers, free speech is under attack. Watchman comment? The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, warns you this was coming. That is a watchman's job to warn, my friends. Matthew chapter 13, verses 41, 42. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. Continuing.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles? For these are the last days. The signs of the times are upon you, saith the Lord.
Silent quakes build stress along mega fault line. A bizarre form of earthquake, which happens over the course of 2 to 3 weeks, but makes barely a rumble, are lending important clues to the Cascadia subduction zone in the Pacific Northwest, one of the most dangerous fault zones on Earth. For the last decade, slow slip earthquakes have been measured in fault zones all over the world, baffling scientists. Though the quakes release as much energy as a normal earthquake between magnitude 6.0 and 6.5, they produce almost no shaking. Watchman comment, do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles? For these are the last days. The signs of the times are upon you, saith the Lord.
Continuing, dog bleeds to death from mandatory chipping. A couple in California had their chihuahua implanted with a microchip in order to take him camping, or they would face a $250 fine for the first offense and up to 6 months in jail for continued noncompliance. The dog began bleeding from the implant site and, despite efforts to stop the flow, died from extreme blood loss. I just don't know what happened to him, said the board-certified veterinarian who performed the implant. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrase. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, the number of the beast, 666. Continuing, country music garbage. I have often warned about the moral danger of country music. Consider the lyrics to Toby Keith's song, God Love Her. Just a girl born in Dixie, washed in the blood, and raised on the banks of the Mississippi mud. She always had a thing about falling in love with a bad boy. Yeah, they could see it all coming, but her daddy never dreamed she'd grow up that fast. You know what I mean? The way a girl gets when she turns 17? Kinda crazy. She's a rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. My, my, my. Her mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight to me in the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. My, my, my. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir. My, my, my. You see, God love her. Oh, me and God love her. Oh, brother. Only the Lord knows how many young people have been morally corrupted by that song. This song pretends that a girl can love the Lord and be washed in the blood and love wickedness too. But the Bible clearly says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. That's James chapter 4:4. Read it yourself. Beware of the new forms of country music. It is just rock and roll steeped in sin, anti-God and anti-Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in the body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Continuing, U.S. economy shrinking at fastest pace since 1982. The American economy shrank at its fastest pace since 1982 during the final quarter of last year amid a worsening slump in activity described as a disaster by President Godfather Barack Obama. Speaking at the White House as he launched a task force on aiding the middle classes, President Obama described the contradiction as a continuing disaster for America's working families. The recession is deepening and the urgency of our economic crisis is raw, said Obama, who noted that U.S. unemployment claims had reached their highest level on record. Watchman comment, so where's the beef you promised, Godfather? Continuing, U.S. man guilty of killing stepdaughters in satanic Bible ritual. An Iowa man has been found guilty of killing his two stepdaughters during a ritual from a satanic Bible. 10-year-old Kendra Suing and her 8-year-old sister Alicia were found stabbed and strangled. Police said that he was performing some strange ritual that had gone bad. Prosecutors have said he practiced Satanism and that the killings were part of a ritual. Watchman comment, all satanic worship is bad. There is no good in Satan's kingdom. Now, how in heaven's name can something go bad when they were strangled and stabbed? My, my, my. He knew what he was doing. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 24. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. Continuing, experts, RFID system can help spot early symptoms of dementia. U.S. researchers have devised a radio frequency identification technology designed to detect dementia earlier by observing movement such as walking among older people in natural surroundings. A study at the two assisted living centers facilities in Florida found a statistical relationship between residents wearing RFID tags who showed irregular walking patterns and those whose scores in mental tests indicated they had dementia. Healthcare professionals are looking at a device that may help them perform early detection of dementia as a way of ensuring that older people get the best remaining years they can. Watchman comment, that's absolute baloney. That is not what they're up to. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, warns you that RFID tagging would begin medically. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark. That's cherygma, Greek cherax, meaning to stake into or stick into their right hand or their foreheads. Watchman Shofar, you are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program. And if it touched you in any way, a special way, anyway, please call or write and let me know. The need for February's programming was $360. With offerings received, that remains at $263 since last Thursday. Right. Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that just N-Y, 13797, U.S. of A. With your comments, your tithes, your love gifts, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. I'll be looking for your letter. Here is another audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Yes, Brother Johnson, Phil here from Canada. Praise the Lord for your station. Us Canadians are starting to come alive.
Thank you, Brother Phil from Manitoba, Canada, for that radio check. May the Lord bless you. Keep the faith up there, brother. Call my voicemail 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And record anytime. There is only one line, so keep trying. I'm still working on that second line. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Write S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2 L-I-S-L-E N-Y 13797. Call 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you for listening, our friends. Until the next program in 2 days, on Monday, February 16th, with preaching and reports at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by Thursday's all-news program at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, of course, WWRB 3.185. You can listen again clearly to all the programs, including tonight's, with no shortwave interference on my website. Listen anytime you want. They're always there. www.neaiga.org. There are almost 300 there for you to listen to or download free. neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends. With Jesus Christ in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you, I love you, and all the signs ministers love you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that you and I, my friends, and Sister Johnson might have eternal life with him in heaven. Sister Johnson is already experiencing that life, and I plan to, and I hope you plan to too. Amen. Maranatha, our friends, Watchman's ending, Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.